is my crown, no, I gotcha. I know I can't always count on you. When I'm in trouble, we're there for each other. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Brownies in the City. I'm your sister, Jessie Wu.
I'm Diamond the Thief. And we got rid of that trifling bitch, Brianna. She talk too much shit. She be there acting stink until the food come out. She gotta go. I told her, bitch, step... Nah. Brianna got the accident.
Brianna got into a fender bender.
Yeah, we're leaving a space on the side for her just in case she can make it.
A space in our hearts.
You know, but the devil tried to take her ass out, child. But she is in one piece. We're very thankful she made it through. Never would have made it. Never would have made it.
I know that church song.
Mm-hmm. You know that church song? Okay, so you all
know. Because they did never, 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 never. And they, that's why I know. Never would have made it.
You know the satanic version.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, anyway, so we have some special guests today.
Yes.
You know, we are all about promoting black businesses that are here in ATL, first of all, before anything.
Yes.
And we, like, who doesn't love hookah?
We're in Atlanta, the first city to be opened after COVID and the
never
effects.
Shut down.
Okay, but I don't want to be insensitive to anyone's passings with COVID because I met her once. It was brief. Mm. But they're saying that the antidote that opened back Atlanta was hookah.
It sure was. Amen.
So I just felt like it was only right that we brought a black hookah business to the show today. Mm-hmm. So today we are being sponsored by Savage Gentleman ATL.
Yes.
Here is one of their owners.
Come
behind. Mm-hmm. Okay,
I'll let you come right in the center.
Yes,
ooh,
Lord.
Come in the center.
Pass me the hookah.
This is the flavor.
Yeah.
So tell everybody your name and your business and how it started and where can they find you.
Okay. My name is Ursia Douglas. This is my brother, Keenan Douglas. We started this business out of Jersey. Our godbrother actually owns a separate part of the business coming out of Jersey. He originated the whole name and everything. What we did was just we brought it here to Atlanta. So
nice.
Yeah. Our hookahs are basically they're becoming more, you see them more now when you're out. When we started last year, there was no other hookah here in Atlanta like this.
This box is really like,
yeah, like this is
this
amazing.
Makes me want to smoke.
Yeah.
It's about how you do it. It's not what you do, it's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I don't know if one of you ladies want to try it.
Oh, of course.
If Brianna was here, she would just
Brianna would take the whole time.
She just put her mouth
she's
to the box.
She's the one that contacted us. She's been watching us for a little while. And let us know what you guys think.
Brianna would have took this whole
damn,
we wouldn't even got no damn
cutie. It's our one of our house mixes. We do it with a little bit of mint, or you can do it by itself. I'm gonna let you ladies smell it, just so you can smell.
Mm, I'm trying to eat it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Right.
It smells like it tastes good.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Ooh. That's her right there. You want to get one? Oh, you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was hoping it wasn't. You made somebody like you want. You ready for the hookah?
You like wait.
But you wasn't. It had the plastic
right.
on it, so you
like
take
another pull. Gotcha.
She was locked, loaded, and ready to go.
And with these, they're really powerful. When you're smoking them, sometimes you got to blow out the smoke a little bit. But they're really powerful, potent, and then you taste the flavor a lot more than your normal hookahs that you would see.
What made you, construct this? This box is so sexy.
Okay, so we liked it because most of our events we do in the club, these hookahs actually come with a light, a LED light on the bottom. So it changes light as you're in the club. It adds to the atmosphere, the vibe. It's really, really nice. So, yeah.
Can I order one for the house?
Yeah, sure. We do.
Okay.
Yeah. We do.
And you guys are portable.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And
we do outdoor, indoor events, clubs. Mm-hmm. You know.
If someone would order one, do they go? Is it a website or your Instagram?
Our Instagram. You'll come to
yeah,
our Instagram.
I'm gonna order one because my little man friend likes these,
and it's really, really good. It lasts you a long time. We haven't got any complaints. Everybody's like, "Oh, we like these."
Okay, great.
Thank you so much. We're gonna be
welcome.
Smoking this product while we
yeah, most
have conversations. Thank you so much for giving
thank
us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. Bye, brother. Yes.
Mm. He's a big boy.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Black man.
I dig my hook out, brother.
I'm a young black man. Yes, black
my
king.
My hook out or whatever.
I love seeing black men. Ain't black men fine, child? You know I'm in heat right now. So All right.
Yeah, I got distracted.
What are we going to talk about? I know, yeah. So what are we talking about today? Let's talk about, what are we talking about, Diamond. What are we talking about today?
I want to start with Stevie Wonder versus Ray Charles.
Oh, okay. So before we get into the thick of our topics today, I had just randomly tweeted, who has the best catalog, Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles? Before I could even send the tweet.
I don't think you press send. I think it was a telepathic.
Before I could send the tweet. Niggas is disrespecting Ray Charles. Stevie.
Where do you know Ray from? What did you want the answer to be?
What are you talking about?
Who made?
You make my soul a burning fire. You're getting to be my one desire.
You don't know all
baby,
I do?
Baby, what I say right now. And what I say, yeah, baby, what I say.
And
if you really love me, won't you
tell me the difference between Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles?
Because I will never. Georgia. There's a ribbon in the sky for our love.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road,
I
Jack,
for you.
And don't
happy
you come back.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, bitch. Bitch, you can't be the black. Happy birthday, National Anthem.
Okay, that's not fair. That's not fair. That's not fair.
Who gonna beat the happy birthday song?
Okay, you right. But I'm just saying, like, so nobody had Ray Charles. I feel like the difference between Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles had them bops. Stevie had more of a musical catalog. It was more like musicality. There was more instruments. There was more layers, harmonies.
I think it's Jordan versus LeBron. They mastered their craft in different eras. And I just think when you pair them together, I still think Stevie wins.
I couldn't pick a winner. And I just was like, damn, people just were so quick to say, like, just count Ray Charles out like that? Like, Ray Charles has some motherfucking bops. Like, back in the day.
Name his biggest, besides Georgia, because I really don't.
Georgia is his biggest song.
What's his second biggest song?
What I'd Say is a huge song. It was a huge song. And you have to think, too, Ray Charles.
I'm sorry.
a lot of shit that Ray Charles was doing got banned because it was seen like as bops that had a church twist to it. So there are a lot of songs that could have been bigger, but he was banned. He was being banned everywhere because they felt like he was using Satan's music.
So you feel like people dragged Ray Charles?
What? Of course they did. He had a horrible life, bro. Like, his life was shitty.
I couldn't tell from the movie. It looked like he was having a good time.
I mean, yeah, he was touching titties. He was touching and agreeing. He was laying
hands. You know they would have canceled the fuck out of him. You know this is a cancel era.
Of course.
We would have never. They would have
never. He would have never.
What
made it
if Ray Charles would have been the R. Kelly of this generation?
Of course. What you mean? Of course. Now, here's the thing now. Ray Charles was.
Who had This Is a Man's World?
Ray Charles, that's James Brown.
So why a producer gonna put it up on the screen like it was motherfucking Ray Charles? See, Ray Charles ain't got nothing memorable. People mixing him up with James Brown.
the difference between now Ray Charles wouldn't have been an R. Kelly. Ray Charles could probably fall under like Harvey Weinstein, like sexual harassment. Like, I think Harvey Weinstein is worse
than R. Kelly.
No, well, R. Kelly is the worst because R. Kelly was doing it to children. Harvey Weinstein wasn't doing it to children.
I thought he was selling, like, they had the black...
R. Kelly is up there with Epstein. Like, they were molesting
Okay,
kids.
This is the Steens. Okay, I'm getting... Mm-hmm. It's the Jews. I'm sorry.
They're up... Like, he was up there with fucking Harvey Weinstein. But...
Harvey! That's the TMZ!
That's the guy's name?
That's the TMZ guy?
Harvey, first name, yeah.
Okay, I didn't remember.
Okay, he's touchy-feely too? He is?
Harvey Weinstein is basically big in Hollywood. Like, he funded a lot of people's careers. Like, he was a big funder behind Oprah's career, which is why everybody's always like, yo, Oprah, when you gonna do a Harvey Weinstein special? Mm. But what a lot of people don't understand is that a lot of times, like, somebody like Oprah, if you see her not talking about somebody, that means that somewhere there's an NDA. Somewhere there's a non-disclosure that was signed. So if this man was funding your projects, there's going to be clauses in your contract that say, following our dealings, you cannot make any disparaging comments. So
check your vocabulary out.
You know what I'm saying? Literally, like, I don't think it's that Oprah doesn't want to talk about Harvey Weinstein. She talks about everybody else. But I think, like, when she can get away from that shit, she'll finally do it. Like, she'll probably be 90 years old talking about, all right, y'all, we gonna do this. We finally gonna do it.
She gotta wait till he dead.
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
I'll be waiting for people to be dead.
A lot of people need to die. Mm-hmm. All right, so what we talking about today, other than the fact that you disrespecting Ray Charles?
He can't see. Mm. He can't see what I'm doing.
Oh, my God.
He dead too, right?
Yes.
How long ago? I be getting my peoples mixed up. All I know is about food and hookah. I didn't forget.
Surrender.
Pray for me now, Stank. And Gaddy, too. We're going to start talking about social media scams and the influences who bring them upon us.
Yes.
What is your favorite social media scam?
My favorite social media scam is people that be selling y'all their list, their vendor list. Like, I feel like that scam right there, a lot of y'all buy into it. And sometimes, I remember one time somebody told me it was insensitive for me to say this, but I was like, you know what? Sometimes I feel like y'all deserve to get scammed because it's like y'all don't really do the research.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all will pay, people out there will pay like $500, $1,000 for a vendor's list and you didn't do the research. And then when you do the research, they're literally just giving you, like, AliExpress people. Like, it's not hard to go on AliExpress and, you know, and find people on AliExpress. And a lot of times, those are not top-quality vendors. Like,
let's think about it like the drug game. If I got the connect, right? I got the best coke in the city. I'm getting rich off of that. I'm not going to give you my connect. I'm going to give you probably the third best connect, because I'm still going to need the second. So I follow up the first connect. I'm still going to hold the second one in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think I'm going to share with you my bread and butter? You think the hair, the girls that have this amazing hair are giving you the vendors? Or they're just picking a vendor out the hat from AliExpress and taking your $500?
But I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, why don't more people think like that? Like,
because common sense isn't common. Like, rename the term. It's not, like, let's name it uncommon sense.
Yeah, because it's literally like, you really think they're going to give you their top vendor? Literally, you'd be taking food off their table. So they're not going to give you the top vendor.
You think people are going to put out a hit out on us for, like, fucking up their money? Because I love shit like that. I love opposition.
Please, girl, please don't. Me and my new, I got new titties, child. They haven't seen my best days
My yet. Shit's already sagging again. Come. Show me my
I just got new titties. Like, you know,
when I got my titties done in September, I said I can't fight from September to, like, January. Oh, it's what is it?
No.
I don't know the month.
It's March.
It's March. No.
I haven't had my titties sucked yet.
It's April because we're doing production.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
It's April.
Yeah, it's April. Now, I'm about to be in my 6th week, so then I can be like, all right, I can be outside for real, for real.
You be fighting with your little hands?
Huh?
You look at your little hands. You be fighting.
I used to.
Who you was fighting?
I'm from Dade County.
See, I don't know what that means. People from New York.
I am from Dade motherfucking County.
Let me hear real quick. Because niggas from Brooklyn just be like, yo, I'm from Brooklyn. What is your Dade County threat when you about to get it shaken?
We don't threaten. We just whoop your ass.
That's not fun.
What do you mean? Like, ain't no threat. I'm taking my, listen, we taking the wig off and everything. Like, we scrapping.
Y'all don't have no popular saying?
We scrapping. That's it. I'm finna fuck this bitch. I'm finna fuck that puss ass hoe up.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Puss ass hoe up.
That's
puss ass hoe. Like, that's what it is. Like,
that's what
I'm
I
not,
wanted.
I'm not telling you I'm coming. I'm coming like a hurricane.
Look how little you are. So cute. You
I'm coming like a hurricane.
That's all I hear.
Wait, so I didn't scare you?
No, it's so cute. It's so cute. It's so cute. Look at the baby. Look at mama.
Bitch,
baby.
I'm scary. I be scaring hoes.
You're so cute. But yeah, so guys, It's kind of like snitching, but it's not. I don't think y'all should like buy vendor lists.
Okay. Here's what I'll say. Before you buy a vendor list, can you do your research and see who else has gotten a vendor list from that person? Like, do a search. Like, search the influencer's name. Search their hashtag. See what other people are saying. It be times when literally, like, people be online telling y'all, yo, this person is selling a fraudulent list. This person is selling a fraudulent product. And I will still see people go and buy the shit. Like, why? Do you know what?
A lot of people are just fans. It's not even about what a person is selling. They just want to emulate who's hot at the time. Like, it's always not, in this age, in the day and age, it's not even talent. I'm pretty sure there's better wig makers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But you want the clout. You want to say that you went to Jonathan, Alonzo, and Tay. And it's a bitch in the hood right now.
Yep.
$150 gonna give you that, but you wanna, you know, so it's clout chasing.
Yeah.
So if you wanna chase the clout and make black people rich at the same time, be my guest.
I get it. Okay, but what's the point of you buying a vendor list, right? Let's say there's somebody online there saying, listen, I'm a millionaire, right? I have all these different businesses. I'm gonna give you the key to start your business. You wanna start a clothing line? Here's a vendor list for clothing. You wanna start your hair line? Here's a vendor list for hair. Next thing you know, you've invested thousands of dollars into these vendor lists and it's not good products.
I don't think people should invest in vendor lists. I think they should go to classes like lash classes, eyebrow classes, nail tech classes.
No, I agree with that.
Because that's like learning a trade. That's like when a guy goes to a school, to a trade school, to be an electrician, a carpenter, or something like that. But buying a list, I could pull that list out of my ass.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And you know what else, too? I feel like... Like you said, a lot of people are fans. A lot of people want to emulate. The truth of the matter is, and I mean, it's a sad truth, but we're not all going to be millionaires. Like, you know, like, I'm sorry. I wish there were a way, but we live in a capitalist world. You know, socialism is not something that people want to do. And literally, like, a lot of people see socialists as somewhat of communists, even. Like, it's like you're going into you're I'm using big words, but
I was gonna say everybody's not gonna know the term.
Okay, so like literally, okay, for instance, and some people might in the comments might drag me for this because I might have the, you know, the my history wrong here, but for instance, like Fidel Castro communist. Right, he was a communist, and he was a dictator. But he was a communist dictator. What he believed in was that everybody should get equal amounts of everything. Everybody should get equal amounts of money. Everybody should get equal amount of land.
So that would be doctors down to like the street sweepers.
Basically.
Okay.
Like,
that's not a bad idea.
It wasn't a bad idea, but you do think, okay, if I'm performing surgery on someone, right? Like, am I really going to get paid the same money as a person who is sweeping the streets? But then the person who's sweeping the streets is saying, well, I'm coming from poverty. I can't even afford to go to med school to be able to be a doctor like you because I'm from poverty. So then you have the communist, ideal, which is like, you know what? We're just going to equal everything out. And I'm making it very generalized. Uh-huh. Like there's more that goes into it. But literally it's like, we're going to even out the play field here. Like, we're going to make sure everybody get a fair share.
You know what? It was a good idea, but once you know that there's something else that exists, then you want it.
Yeah, exactly.
If we came out straight communists, no one would know
exactly
the disparities, you know? Like, it would just be life, and no one would argue it. And then you would just do things innately because you loved it. I would perform surgery just because I wanted to save lives, and I would sweep streets just because I like cleanliness. When you introduce options,
mm-hmm.
now people know that there's other things to want.
Okay. So, let's touch on this. With the whole Fidel Castro thing, right? For mm-hmm. instance, like, if you're from Florida, you know. Cubans that are in Florida are the worst.
They're racist as fuck, too.
They're racist. And a lot of them are like that because a lot of them were part of the elite that did not want to share their riches with the people that were at the bottom, the poor people. When you look at, for instance, even Haiti right now, like, what's going on in Haiti... Yeah, there's a lot of poverty, but there is a part of the population, the elite, that literally could change that. And they don't want to. And they never fucking will, because they profit off of you being poor. So I say that to say, a lot of these people, these influencers, they know that. They can make a profit out of you being poor. You want to be rich. So I'm going to sell you this dream, even though I know you're never going to accomplish it, because I'm not going to give you the real key. I'm not going to give you the real resources. I'm going to play on the fact that you want to be rich. You want to be me. You want to have these lashes. You want to have this motherfucking frontal. You want to have this Indian wavy. You want to have these new titties. So I'm going to sell you on this dream, knowing you'll never get there.
I want to say something, but it might rub people the wrong way. This sounds like religion.
What would rob the people?
Because there are people that are very religious. Religion is also selling the dream.
Of course. Of course. That's why I believe that there's a difference between believing in God and then being religious.
Yes.
Like, religious people, I used to work in a church.
Work in a church? What you used to do in there?
Girl, you didn't know that?
Church got jobs. They hiring?
Girl, I had an I-9. Yeah. I was on staff at a mega church. I'm not going to say the church's name because, child, you know, people like to sue people for their opinion.
This is a nice mic.
but even though this actually could be proven, but literally when I was on staff at this church, there was this program called Temple Centurion, right? So literally it would be that you had people who were giving beyond their offering, beyond their tithes. Your offering, if you want to give God $20, that's your offering, right? Your tithe is 10% of whatever you made. That's your tithe. You know, that's biblical. That's actually the Old Testament biblical. That's not even the New Testament biblical.
They remixed the Bible? Well, what they had to spruce it up for? I never got that.
Well, it wasn't sprucing it up. There literally was, oh Lord. There's literally was a time when Jesus wasn't here yet. So when Jesus wasn't here yet, just to make it plain, before Jesus came, God's wrath was nothing to fuck with. Like, God was the type of God.
Jesus come, now he had to have a kid to be nice?
Of course. My nigga, when they ate the apple, what happened?
Well, from what I remember, he was being mean that day. He really, like, he was wilding on us. I'm trying to tap into that, like, hold on. Okay, wait. Listen. So I remember, he ate the apple. Eve took the charge. He cursed women with periods and bad men to choose from. Period, yeah. And he gave us less strength. He was wilding that day.
Oh my God. But to finish it off, he threw their ass out the garden. Like,
I don't remember. Okay, I blacked out after that.
He threw y'all ass out the garden. Y'all was roaming. Like, y'all just was out here, like, just freeballing, like, trying to figure shit out. Y'all ain't have no garden no more. So, you want to eat an apple, bitch? You're not going to have no more trees. You're not going to have no more fruit trees. You're not finna have, like, you're gonna be here ass out. You ain't got no place to stay. Pack your shit, get your shit, and get the fuck out. So that's the type of God, that's what type of time God was on.
So they had to write two books about him, mean and not mean.
Let me get to the point. There's another occasion, like, yo, when God flooded the earth and Jonah built the ark.
That was excessive.
Well, no, Jonah fell into the well. Hold on, who built the ark? Who built
Jonah.
No, Jonah fell in a well.
Wait.
Noah built the ark. Child, God is... Noah built the ark because God was angry with the people of the land. So he's like, I'm finna flood this shit real quick. Pack your shit.
He's an extremist.
He was like, listen.
He's a cancer.
Oh, thank you. He was. God was a cancer. You can put that on the... thank you. Oh, thank you, baby. We ain't sponsored.
Get the white people food off my table.
Okay, so
and we're gonna eat it still, but
we still
gonna
eat it because the fries slap. Y'all gotta toast the oven? Okay, never mind. So people was acting the fuck up. God was like, I'm finna flood the earth.
They couldn't have been acting up more than we had. Why he set this bitch over right now?
Because that's why Jesus came. So what okay. The whole point of Jesus coming, Jesus was like, all right, God, you tripping. Like, straight up. Let's give these niggas one last chance. They be tripping. They don't be following the rules. You know what I mean? Like, let me go down and speak the gospel to their ass in a way that they could understand. And that's why when Jesus came down, he was hanging out with the thugs. Mm. He was hanging out with the scammers. Like, all them niggas who be frauding right now, the niggas who be stealing credit, he was He was
in the trenches with them.
He was in the trenches. Right. Like, he hung out with all the hoes, all these bitches that be doing OnlyFans. Jesus was cool. Exactly. He was cool with all they ass, and he made the gospel clear. And one thing that people like, if you focus on the Old Testament, right, people love to make women the scapegoat for shaming us, right? But when Jesus came, Jesus literally was a feminist. Like, there's a moment in the Bible where there was a woman who everybody was trying to stone in the Bible. And literally, Jesus was like, damn, why y'all trying to stone my dog like that? And, like, everybody was like, they said sis was fucking everybody. Oh, they said, like, sis was fornicating with people. So Jesus was like, okay, so who was she fucking?
Where them niggas at?
Right. So he was like, ye without sin cast the first stone.
Ooh, if y'all hoes don't be fucking too, say something.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So nobody could cast a stone because...
Ooh. They was like, yeah, I was fucking.
Exactly. Mm. So literally, Jesus coming was to... He died for our sin. That death symbolized, you know what? Your sins are forgiven. And if you believe in me, I am the way, the truth, the light. I am your pathway to God. So God ain't going to be flooding the earth no more. He ain't going to be burning down cities. You know, he had burned down Sodom and Gomorrah because they was on some Atlanta shit. God ain't going to burn down the world no more. Like, I died for this. Now, if you don't want to follow God, you don't have to. But I'm telling you, God, this is what God stands for. You know, if you believe in me, if you believe in Christ, you will live in paradise. But if you don't want to, you don't have to.
So how is God Jesus and Jesus is God if Jesus was nicer?
Because Jesus is also, there's God, there's Jesus, there's the Holy Spirit.
See, I'm Diamond and then you got my mama, Judy. I ain't Judy now.
So you are Judy.
No.
You are Judy.
Judy ain't got no ass like this. And she mean.
And that's God. I'm sorry, God. I don't want to call God mean, but... God had a wrath. Like, he had a wrath.
And why Jesus he not more understanding?
Him. He is now because we have Jesus.
Why he had to have a kid to be nice?
Don't that happen to y'all hoes? A lot of y'all bitches when y'all have kids.
No, we get tired. Y'all got tired. He still wanted to fuck. He want to fuck shit up right now, but he tired.
He was like, all right, man, you got it. He's like,
they don't
you got
get it.
It.
I'm not even flooding y'all niggas no more. I ain't burning y'all up. Do what you know what? This is our hell.
This is literally like we're literally living in hell. So going back to what you said, which was like you feel like the scammery it mirrors religion. I was in a church where literally this man would tell people if when you gave to Temple Centurion, it went towards this. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going towards this mission. It's going towards this ministry. We're literally. All the Temple Centurion money was going to...
The pockets.
Of course. The nigga was living at the Trump Tower. The nigga was riding the Maserati. Like, he wanted to have this persona that wasn't true. And then literally, he was making over $500,000 alone. Like, that was aside from what the givers were giving in this particular program. His salary was over $500,000. His wife was getting paid over $300,000 a year. Ask me what she did.
What she was doing?
Nothing.
I'm a wife.
That's it. You know what she did finally? She started doing this one event every year, this women's conference. And that was it.
Oh, my second favorite social media scam. Brunches.
Brunches.
Get into it.
Oh, we're going to get into that shit. But literally, why I'm saying you're right is because they were selling people a dream that never ended, that never came true.
So this is why I say that. I was an anthropology major. I went to...
I love anthropology.
I went to Hunter College. Mm-hmm. So anthropology is the study of human origin, life, beliefs, civilization, and religion.
Mm-hmm.
In religion, what's the basis of religion is hope. Mm-hmm. If someone dies, I'll see them again.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm poor, if I pray, then I won't be poor anymore.
Yeah.
And everything that I don't have, if I do this and I pray,
I will have.
I will have. Mm-hmm. So, religion is a coping mechanism.
I will say religion. I will say I don't believe in religion. Like, I have a relationship with Christ. I have a relationship with Christ. Like, have I ever forced my beliefs on you? I don't believe in... forcing my beliefs on other people. I feel like, Diamond, I've told you I believe in Christ. And my job as a Christian is to believe to have a relationship with Christ, to tell other people about Christ. But it's up to you. Mm-hmm. Like, that's totally up to you if you want to believe in that.
Oh, have I ever forced my religion on you?
No. I can't say that you ever have.
Okay. But I still feel like there's going to come a day where you're going to tell me, Jesse, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
I'm not going to say that because I don't have a name to the entity that I feel the spiritual connection with.
Mm-hmm. Right now.
He gonna have a name. I don't know if it's
you're gonna say Jesus.
Jesus or Jesus. I don't know if it's a woman, a dog, a cat.
You don't know if it's Jesus.
Definitely not Jesus because the original man is black.
Who? There's black Hispanics.
Until they know that, no.
But I mean, he was black. Like, he was black. No, Jesus was black.
And that's the thing. Like, what I was saying about the Bible is written in such ego. I think a man wrote it, knowing very well that if the motherland is called the motherland because the origin is from a woman and this is Mother Earth, mm-hmm. all of a sudden that like, humans came from a man? No, everything is woman-based. We're creators. Wait. It's coming to me. It's definitely a woman. And we are creators for everything.
We are creators for everything. But I do feel like, for instance, like the Old Testament, it was very sexist. Like, they do shame women. You know, religion, period, shames women. And that's why the world shames women, because, like, religion shames women. But when Jesus came, Jesus changed all that. Jesus was like, he was hanging out with the scammers. He was hanging out with the niggas who do credit card fraud. The niggas who
they had OnlyFans back then?
The bitches who do OnlyFans.
I've been right up in there.
The niggas who did that PPO loan, talking about they needed a loan for their businesses during the panoramic, knowing mm-hmm. damn well they ain't had no damn business. Like, God, Jesus was hanging out with all of them, and he was like, listen, like, y'all are the people who should be spreading the gospel, because you're everyday people. You're everyday people, you're making mistakes, but I came down so that I could be your way. I could be the way to your salvation. It's not saying that you're going to take advantage of me and be like, oh, well, I mean, I can go and commit all these crimes, but Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, he does. Like, that's not how that's going to work. But, like, if you really believe in your heart that I am, you know, I am God's son, and that I did come and die for your sins, and you do believe in God, and you are, in your heart, sorry for what you've done, truly, because there's a lot of niggas out here who be acting like they sorry, and we know damn well they ain't, and God knows the difference, then, you know, there is a place in paradise for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, who the fuck don't want to go to paradise after this shit? It's ghetto.
Do you believe there's sections in heaven?
Yes.
Who's in VIP?
Not you.
Why? I really mean so well. I mean so well.
Not you. But you know what? I'm going to be in VIP, so I'm going to let you in.
But why you can
I'm gonna let you in.
What you do better than me?
What you mean? I believe in Christ. You don't. So I'm listening.
I believe in a higher being.
But what? You don't believe in Christ.
Because a man wrote a story about him.
Listen, when the line.
What about when the Muslims come and they tell you that you don't believe in Allah?
When the saints come marching in. when the saints
come marching in. What makes you think your religion is the right one?
When the saints come marching in, Diamond.
I'm going to be in VIP. In line. You want to know why I'm going to be
in VIP? And we in line? Go ahead.
Because I use my free will to think above mass conception. And that's what he wanted.
Conception?
Mass what? Perception?
Yes.
No.
That's yes, conception is like when you concept.
Okay. I use my free will to let my mind be an individual entity that's not persuaded by the masses. And probably that was the mission. You have a whole planet that subscribes to something they're not even sure of, but someone taught them that was the way. And then here I am using my individualism and my free will to break the Da Vinci Code. You're not in VIP. You didn't pass the test.
Yeah, that sounds cute. Anyway, when you come marching in, bitch, I'm finna ask the bouncer at the pearly gates. I'm gonna say, look, let my dog in. She down in hell. She in the left right there with a little fan is at.
You remember this. You remember this lifetime.
She down in hell right there. She on the left side. That's her right there with the braids.
Oh, I'm gonna be a
with the braids.
I'm gonna be a VIP winding the tape back to this day.
Girl, I'm finna be in
look
VIP.
Look at her. Look at her down there.
I'm finna be in VIP and I'm gonna roll the rope back. I'm going to roll the velvet rope back for my dog.
You
I'm
didn't break the Da Vinci Code. You fell for what the what masses you mean? Taught you.
God, Jesus said we have free will. So you're not saying nothing new. Jesus said you have free will to do what you want to do. But if you
and
want
you
everlasting life. If you want everlasting life.
You still work at the church.
If you want everlasting
you still
life,
work at the church.
You need to believe in me. That's why I came down here to die. Because all y'all is ghetto. Y'all are fucking ghetto. Y'all was getting drowned. Y'all was getting burned. Y'all was getting kicked out of the garden. Here I come dying for your ghetto ass. So believe in me. That way God ain't got to come back and burn y'all ass and pull a Sodom and Gomorrah part two. And keep y'all ass alive. And then we could have eternal life. Like God, like he made it plain as day. You can have your free will. Now we talking about what's next. What's next after the next after the next.
I see me in VIP.
Yeah, because I'm going to let you in. It's like, girl. Girl, listen. We're going to be, listen. We're going to be in VIP. We fall down, but we get up. Because you fell.
Them songs
you
don't
fell into
there.
Hell, and
them
I'm getting you back up.
Them songs
get
don't slap
back up
there.
Again. Get back up again.
Out of all the songs we made for eternity.
Get back up again.
You think that song's still going to be bumping up there?
Get back up again. You fell down.
You remember this.
Because
I'm
going
to show you the tape up there in the cloud.
Get back up again.
Oh, I can't wait to not let you in. I ain't got no more bands. I ain't got no more bands, Jesse.
Girl.
Can't hear you over the thunder. I can't hear you over the thunder.
What?
Not letting you in.
You think it's thunder in heaven?
No, we shooting it down.
I'm done.
We shooting it down. We be playing games.
You know that other night, like over the weekend, was that Friday night? What night was it when the thunder was?
Was the day I got my braids done.
What was up
when
with that?
When I walked outside, the sky opened up and just dropped.
Yo. And the lightning was so hard.
They were playing games. They playing
my
games
My nigga.
Sometimes.
I was like, what's going on? Like,
if you had an eternity in the skies and then you got bored, you ain't gonna look down sometime and be like, hey, look at this.
Strike these niggas down real
right.
quick.
That's gonna be me. You don't have, you gonna only have those controls in VIP. General admission don't have weather
we'll
control.
We'll see who's in general admission and who's in VIP. One thing I will say, if you get in VIP, which I doubt, but if you get in VIP before me, let me in, because I will do the same thing for you. If I get
don't
in
don't be trying to write your wrongs.
What you mean? I'm saying. You my dog. I'm your dog. I'm saying.
All right, whoever gets the VIP first, let the other person in.
Yeah, let the other person in.
Yeah, I go. You lied.
No,
to,
I pinky
you
swing.
Lied the last life. Don't think I
ain't fine. I didn't lie.
You said
no,
that.
No, pinky square. Pinky square. Girl, I'm going to have some milk and honey cocktails waiting on your ass, girl. We're going to be drunk as fuck. Drunk and praise.
Make sure my cup runneth over.
Runneth over. We be all night.
Jesse.
Praise.
I dare you.
Praise.
I pay the tide. Pay my tide.
I got my offering ready, so I'm gonna nail why. Whooping why.
Nah, this ain't right.
We're going to hell.
This ain't right.
We're going to hell, girl.
Jesse. Let me tell you what Jesse did last night, off topic, but on topic. We're on a three-way FaceTime, me, Jesse, and Brianna. And I, how do I say this? I just took an offer. The guy I'm dating with told me to, like, you know, you don't go home anyway. Why don't you just move in? So I'm like, yeah. Why don't I? Jesse's mouth drops. And I'm just like, Jesse? And she's like, what if he gets in between us? What, like, what's your problem? She's like, what if you want to do the podcast anymore? What if you can't come outside? Can't?
You bitches is in love, like
can't
girl, you in love and shit. I don't know.
And they can't tell me when to jump, what to wear, where to go, how to love, when to suck a dick. Nothing.
But I feel like a lot of women go into relationships like that, and then y'all leave out, asked out your dreams. You ain't accomplished your dreams. You ain't go after what you was really supposed to be going after.
For a man,
you was in love, girl. Like what we doing right now? Like we in the beginning. We can't let no men come in between us.
Why I can't go home, fuck on a nigga, come back and do my podcast,
Diamond? These last couple of weeks, like, I don't even know you no more.
Why?
I don't know you no more.
What
you're not moving the way you used to move.
I be tired, baby. I be sleeping.
Exactly, because all your time is with your nigga.
No, because I be exhausted from adult activities.
With your nigga? With your nigga?
He works a lot. I sleep a lot.
Do you have a friendship PTSD? Like something happened that you're like, you just seeing in your head? Like something happened before?
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know how much time we got left. How much time we got left? 10 minutes? I do have an instance. So I have a friend of mine, literally, we were living together.
She's still your friend or ex-friend of yours?
No. And it's sad because like we were really cool. Like I sang at her wedding. Yes. I sang at her wedding.
For free?
But her mom gave me money. Like, I didn't charge, but her mom gave me money. Her mom was like, here you go.
That ain't no free-ass voice now.
I mean, but hey, it was my friend. So, I was, she had an apartment. The person that she was sharing the apartment with had moved out. So, she asked me, because I was looking for a place to stay. She's like, oh, just, do you want to come stay with me? I have a free room. I was like, sure. So, I'm paying the rent. Like, I'm paying my bills, paying my portion of the rent, whatever. So, she starts dating this nigga who's in Africa somewhere. I don't remember what the country was.
So, wait. He wasn't even there in the physical form?
No. Like, we're in Miami.
Y'all was beefing over a ghost.
Girl.
Okay, go ahead.
So, he in Africa, getting his, you know what I'm saying, getting his Africa on. Finally, one time he comes to visit us. And I just felt like, it just was kind of weird. Like, just the vibes that he was giving me, I felt like he was too friendly.
Ooh.
Like, I don't like that. Like, I don't like for my friends to be too friendly with my nigga, and I don't like for my nigga to be too friendly with my friends. Like, don't talk to my nigga. Don't talk to my friends. Like, keep it very surface, because I done seen a lot of shit, and I don't want to have to whoop both of y'all ass, because that's what's going to happen. I'm going to whoop both of y'all ass. So, he just was being a little weird towards me. I just didn't like it, but I never said anything to her. But she mentioned something to me one time. She's like, you know what, that's just his culture or whatever. I'm like, okay. I've been around African men before, and I feel like when they act like that is because they feel like they can get both of us.
Mm-hmm. Did he have money?
He did.
So I felt like he could afford to play like that.
Yeah. So, but I didn't say all that to her. But anyway, long story short, the closer they got, the more there was a drift between her and I, and then she asked me to move out.
Was he still there at that time, or was he back in Africa when she had
him? He was back in Africa.
What?
And then, like, when I moved out, he moved in. So I just was like, why not just say, hey, Jess, you know what? I'm in a serious relationship now. You know, at the end of the lease. At the end of the lease, you can, you know.
How much more time was on the lease?
We had a couple more months. Like, we had at least like 4 months.
And she couldn't hold it down for
4 months? No, girl. She needed that Zozo immediately. She's like, girl, get the fuck on, bitch. I'm trying to have wild sex. I'm trying to have Safari cum. Sex. Yeah, I'm trying to have cum on the refrigerator door. You in here, like, blocking all the shit going. Like, I'm trying to have that circle of life sex. You over here. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I just felt like that was really fucked up. And it's like a guy. Like, all this was over a guy.
So when I told you I was gonna maybe live with my partner, mm-hmm. That's you got a flashback?
Somewhat. I feel like sometimes girls, and like she's a strong girl too.
She clearly ain't.
Maybe I was wrong.
She clearly ain't.
Maybe I was wrong. I just feel like sometimes girls get in these relationships, and then it's like, you don't see your friend anymore. The friendship ain't the same no more. A lot of things change. So, I mean, I'm happy for you. But I just need you to stay focused, because, like, brownies, like, we trying to take this shit to the top. Like, we trying to take this shit to the top. Tours. You know what I'm saying?
I want tours and whores.
Tours, whores, shows. Like, I'm trying to take shows this shit to the top. So, I don't know. I feel like he should come in here one day and watch us record.
But why?
I need to see what's going on.
But what he going to be? He'll be in the corner telling jokes and bothering everybody.
Need to confirm that, like, he's with us. Like, that he's team brownies. Like, if he's not team brownies.
Oh, my God.
Like, he's
never missed an episode. He's never missed an episode.
That's what you say. I got to see for myself. I got to see the energy. Like, what if he's trying to take you away from us? Like, that shit happens in every girl group. What the fuck happened with the Dream Girls?
I didn't watch the movie.
Oh, shit. Dina started fucking the manager nigga. The nigga, Jamie Foxx, I think he was a manager or whatever.
Give me another example. I want to relate to
and
this.
And so that she went solo.
Who's another group?
What if he's trying to make you go solo and me and Brianna, like, so what the fuck we supposed to
do? I have a solo podcast. I still ain't leave y'all. Girl, fuck you.
Well, maybe he's trying to make you go more solo.
No, he loves this.
Okay, I'm just saying, like, I just want to make sure he team Brownie. So I need to see his energy. I need to see, like, if he really believe in the dream. Because, like, if he don't believe in the dream, like, he got to go.
He can't get in between us. The only thing he can get in between is these heavy-ass cheeks with my face down in the pillow.
Okay, good.
Oh, you're crazy. Let me answer one question.
Yeah.
And let me go suck some dick.
I ain't sucking no damn dick.
I'm excited to get under your skin.
I ain't sucking no dick. Mm-hmm. I ain't got no damn dick.
Let's see. Oh, my God. They be having long questions, friend. Ooh, child. Oh, come on. You need Dr. Phil. I'm not equipped.
No, Iyanla. We don't like Dr. Phil.
I don't know how to say her name.
Iyanla.
She be mean.
But she black.
Not on my watch.
That's right. All right. A long-ass paragraph like that, I already know what the response is going to be.
Thanks, girl. So me and my man have been together on and off 5 years. We're both 25 from Chicago. Of course, in the past, we've had our issues, et cetera. He cheated, I cheated back. But we've bounced back. Fast forward, we have had real infidelity problems in the last past 2 years. He doesn't give me any real reason to think he's cheating. He stays in the house a lot. Not super weird with the phone. I occasionally go through it. Nothing crazy. Maybe a few flirts in the Snapchat, but nothing I care about. We've since moved in together last June. He takes care of all the bills. Right. Buys me designer bags, shoes, perfume, jewelry, you name it. Okay. Takes me out. We go on trips. I'm saying all this to
what's
say.
What's the problem?
Yeah, because I'm like.
What's the problem, girl?
Forward his number. Okay. I'm saying all that to say that he does a great job taking care of me financially, but not so much emotionally. Ugh. He barely kisses me. He barely tells me I'm beautiful, and we fuck maybe once or twice a week.
Oh, girl.
Wow.
Oh.
Again.
What's going on?
He doesn't give me cheating vibes, but he does give me that he's not that into me vibes. He's never been the super freaky horn dog type, but I just attributed that to us not living together. I keep up with myself, and I don't walk around the house looking dusty. At night, he feels on me nonstop, but I want him to crave me the same way during the day. Girl, you can't pick and choose now.
Okay, so at night he does.
This is what I'm reading. We're reading it together. He does want me under him all the time, but it feels more like we're friends. We've had many combos.
Hold on.
We've had this combo many times, and he may try to be affectionate for like a week, and after that it just dries up. He knows when I did cheat, what mostly attracted me to the guy was how he made me feel desired. Still nothing. Even though things are good, on other levels, I don't know if I can go through a relationship not feeling wanted. I need my man to be on my dick. What do y'all think? Am I doing too much? And then she sends pictures so we know she cute.
Yeah, she look good.
And is.
She got a nice body too.
Right? Okay.
But from what she's saying, at night is when he's activated. He's activated at night.
Let me tell you something.
Some people do like night sex.
I heard. Gifts.
Yeah.
Money, jewelry.
Right.
Fills up on you in the nighttime.
Right.
Once and twice a week isn't ideal for me because I'm a horn dog. But that's on average for people who live together.
That's way more than I'm getting. I haven't seen a penis since the...
Take yourself out of it, Tyra. Tyra Banks always brings something back to herself. We talk about people who are in a relationship, who live together because you see each other so much.
Yeah.
It's not realistic to fuck every day unless you're us.
Yeah. If I live with you, we fucking every day. I'm sorry. But listen, now, if I'm on my period, that's different.
Did you hear? I can't even stop on my period.
Oh, no. You have period sex?
Listen, not about me. Did you hear anything wrong on his end?
I mean, okay. She's missing some affection.
She missing the feeling of feeling desired.
Yeah.
But he fell up on you in the nighttime.
Yeah. I feel like some guys are not as expressive as we are. So it's not necessarily that he doesn't want you. It's just, maybe he has other shit on his mind during the day, but at night, like, he's giving it to you. And then she said that she cheated.
But he cheated too. We don't know who cheated first. And he cheated. He letting you cheat on him and stand and still taking care of you financially.
Yeah.
She said, she said clothes, bags, jewelry, you name it.
Right. So, girl, what is the problem?
You better take
care of
two-time sex a week before somebody else does.
Listen, I think maybe that you should just come on to him more. But she said, like, she doesn't walk around, you know, the house dusty. So, we know she ain't walking around with no bonnet. Even though I don't see nothing wrong with that.
I do it.
But you know, I'm seeing like you walking around. You. I mean, guys don't even care about that. Whether you're in a bonnet or not. Yeah. They don't give a fuck. Yeah.
Let me see her.
So I don't know. I don't. Girl, what's the problem? So you want more dick? Schedule more dick. Maybe that. Maybe just tell him, okay, listen, I need at least one more day a week.
You're not going to get everything out of one man. So you have to make a diagram in your head, and you split it down the middle, and you put
what's more important?
Pros and cons.
Yep.
His pros are slapping the shit out of his cons.
Mm-hmm. They really are,
sis. You don't want to go back outside in that real world now because it's cold.
It's ghetto. Girl, it's ghetto. These niggas out here, they don't even want to date. Like
presents? Are you
presents?
Mad?
No. So here you are. You get
as well break up on you on Valentine's Day to avoid buying a present. Girl, here you are getting.
You get Christmas Thursday every gift. Week.
Not because here because it's Thursday.
Yeah. Here go a gift. Why, baby? Because you're breathing. Like
when
so
you see
I would
what other women
that.
Are going through, then you realize that you got it good,
girl.
If you think you're lonely now. Wait until girl,
you get presents.
Girl,
you get felt up.
Next time, send us a real letter, okay?
Ooh, send us
a real letter.
This people real problems going.
Yeah, we got real problems. It's shit going.
But
on.
I do get the feeling desired thing. I do get that. But I would feel desired through presents. That's just me.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like a man who's constantly giving you something. Maybe she feels like her love language is not that. Maybe her love language is time and affection. I can understand that because I'm that way. So maybe you express that to him like, you know, babe, like I appreciate all these gifts. Like I appreciate.
Yeah,
them.
You got to learn your partner's love language and her love language
right,
and gifts.
Right. A lot of men, their love language is just to give you something. Like they're like, okay, oh she's mad. Here's a gift. Oh she's mad. Let's go on a trip. And it's like they never take
and
the time.
And you said trips?
Yeah.
You're tripping.
Right.
You're tripping.
Literally. Like, but they don't take the time. But she's right in a sense, like.
Because that's not her love language.
Right. They might have issues. Like, let's say they have an issue. He's never going to take the time to fix the issue. He's just going to buy her something.
That and fix me right on that. Thank you, Dan.
You know what I'm saying? Like, after a while, it's like, okay, I got everything physically that I want, but I don't have what I want from you emotionally. So I get that. Like, that I do get. So that's a conversation. Like, listen, babe. Like, I love everything you do. I love it. But I want to feel the love. Like, I see it, but I want to feel it. I'm not
feeling it. You know, if he took them gifts away and started giving her a dick, she going to be mad again. She'll be
mad. So maybe she shouldn't say shit. Because he might be petty. So, girl, I don't know. Meditate on what we saying.
Think of Jesse. Jesse ain't got no dick, and you got all the dick in the house. Just think about the people that got real problems. Not to put you on.
Man, sorry. I don't know why you had to sing with me. Y'all, they know I ain't getting no dick.
Sorry, y'all. So, thank y'all for coming to this episode.
I can't.
That was foul. I'm sorry.
You ain't had to do that. All right, y'all. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Brownies. Who you fucking on this week?
My man.
Thank you so much for coming to this episode of Brownies in the City. Make sure that you subscribe to us on all podcast platforms. Make sure you share this video with your friends. And yeah, I'm finna go find some dick. Bye, y'all.